is Patrice for Chico's Soul. This week, updates on the special election and primary races, and Pride events happening in Chico this month. In special election news, Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher has won the race to complete the term of the late Representative Doug LaMalfa, capturing just over 62% of the vote as of June 3rd. As for the District 1 primary race, since it's been redrawn by Proposition 50, Gallagher and Democrat Mike McGuire are in the lead for the race and will likely face each other in November. At a Democratic watch party at Farmstar on June 2nd, District 3 Supervisor Tammy Ritter shared her thoughts on the special election.
Well, I think LaMalfa's untimely passing definitely contributed to a strange election season, with us having a special election at the same time as the primary, and having more than one ballot sent out in the old CD1 is definitely, a challenge for people. And I think that that's probably contributing to the very low return that we're seeing as well.
Ritter is referencing the low voter turnout in Butte County this election season. Out of the nearly 127,000 registered voters, only 35,000, or 27%, voted in the county.
As I know that people are often more focused on a general election than a primary election, but I feel like this was a pretty important primary.
Another watch party attendee, Annie Kavanaugh, commented on the District 1 race between Gallagher and McGuire.
Senator McGuire has come and built a very strong foundation in this district by going to all the corners of the district and meeting people and hearing what they need. Because he's going to go up against Gallagher, and it's going to be a very clear fight, very clear for people to see what kind of representation do they really want for the North State.
In the California governor's race, Republican Stephen Hilton is leading with nearly 28% of the vote, followed by Democrats Javier Becerra and Tom Steyer. Becerra is in second place with just over 25% of the vote. In other news, it's Pride Month, and contributor and board member Nancy Park covered the breadth of events happening in Chico over the next few weeks to celebrate the LGBTQIA+ community and the community as a whole. Headlining June Pride Month is the Chico Pride Festival, themed All Together Now. It will be this Saturday, June 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the City Plaza. The event is hosted by Stonewall Chico and will feature over 60 booths, including info booths from government agencies and nonprofits, to arts, jewelry, and food vendors, and much more, as well as local performing artists entertaining attendees throughout the day. Just across the plaza, Allies Pub will be throwing a garden party where adult festival goers can enjoy a live DJ and alcoholic refreshments. There will also be a Pride after party at Duffy's Tavern starting at 9 p.m. for those wanting to extend the day's festivities. Art activities this month include a drink and draw event at Argus on June 10th and a craft workshop hosted by Claire Fong at Chico Chai on June 14th. Next Saturday, June 13th, drag artists will be performing at Roselle's Bar and Lounge, and Free Bird Yoga has free sessions every Friday this month. Pride event coordinator Blue Martinez, who also serves as Stonewall's transgender and gender nonconforming program coordinator, hopes the variety of activities attracts people from all walks of life, not just those who identify as LGBTQ+, to unite the community and promote understanding. This has been Patrice for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. At chicosoul.org, you can also subscribe to our free newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosoul.org.